In tonight's programme, we're continuing with our discussion on communication. This time about what we say when we don't say anything. The language of the body. Our guest in the studio is Professor Angela McNamara from the University of Bristol. Professor, welcome.
Hello, good evening.
Now, I read somewhere that only something like 7% of communication comes from spoken words. Is this true, Professor?
Well, it's true, and it isn't. There is a famous study which proved that more than half of communication is body language. Then our tone of voice represents nearly 40%, which leaves, as you mentioned, about 7% for things we say. Now, what is commonly misunderstood here is that the study focused only on people expressing their emotions towards others. In other words, these percentages do not apply to all communication. But in broad terms, we can probably say that around half of what we say is non-verbal, spoken without words.
I see. What else do we misunderstand about body language?
Well, in my university research project, we're exploring behaviour which can be understood in different ways. What we're looking for are signs that tell us what people really do think, and these are called secondary signs.
Can you give us an example?
Certainly. Let's take one of the most common gestures. When a person crosses their arms across their chest. The first meaning of this is putting up an invisible wall, to reject the other person or the ideas they're putting forward. But equally, it could just mean that you're cold. What's more, in a friendly situation, the same gesture could mean that you're thinking carefully about what the other person is saying.
So the interpretation of any body signal depends on the situation, doesn't it?
Yes, exactly. I'll give you another example. When we keep consistent eye contact, it normally means we're paying attention to what our partner is saying, usually a positive gesture. But it can also mean something else, too. I'm not going to take my eyes off you because I don't trust you. The reason this gesture is so easily misunderstood is that our parents teach us when we're children to maintain eye contact, because it's the polite thing to do. So we look directly at the person we speak to, even when we don't really mean it.
Interesting. Now, what do you mean when you say you're getting...